Anytime I talk about women's basketball, I get incorrectly labeled as being a misogynist. Now, of course, this could not be further from the truth. Google defines a misogynist as someone who dislikes, despises, or is strongly prejudiced against women. That ain't me. I don't have a problem with women's basketball. Me personally, I don't think it's entertaining, but if you're entertained by slow play and air balls, that's great. All kidding aside, there really are some talented female basketball players. The problem is, there's not enough of them to make the game entertaining. Go watch the NBA, then try watching the WNBA. Watch men's college basketball, then women's college basketball. You tell me which one is more entertaining. My problem is not with the players, at least when it comes to college basketball. The dump divers in the WNBA, that is a completely different story. I think it's great that basketball gives young women the opportunity to be given a free education. When it comes to women's college basketball, the problem is not the players, it's the media. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like having my intelligence insulted. Over the last 2 or 3 years, the mainstream media has tried to convince me that the level of play of women's basketball is superior. Superior to what? I don't know. I have seen more basketball talent during a fight at an AAU game than I've seen on the court in the local WNBA dump. The media is trying to convince me that women's basketball is exploding in popularity. It's funny how they pick and choose when television ratings are important, when they matter. When ratings are shit for one of their golden doodles, the media claims ratings are not important. When they're good, all of a sudden, ratings matter. When talking about the supposed explosion of popularity in women's college basketball, the mainstream media, they will point to the ratings for March Madness, more specifically the Final Four in the national championship game. They're not going to tell you the ratings for the tournament overall average just 634,000 viewers a game. No. The media, they're going to highlight ratings for the Final Four, which averaged 3.5 million. The national championship, almost 5 million. I'm not going to lie, those are great numbers. It shows there is some interest in women's college basketball 2 nights a year. But what about the rest of the season? On a night-by-night basis, what kind of audience are they drawing on ESPN? Depending on the day, the men draw anywhere from 750,000 to 1.5 million viewers on ESPN. Some of the bigger games during the weekend can reach between 2 and 3 million viewers. When you search for women's ratings during the regular season, you don't come across many results. Most sites will point to one game, Tennessee-South Carolina last year, which drew 876,000. It was the most watched regular season game in 5 years. Now, for the purpose of this story and what I'm about to share with you, I needed to know the average for women's college basketball. So I pulled random dates from February 2022 to see what kind of numbers women's basketball was drawing. February 14th, 161,000. February 20th, 168,000. February 13th, 460,000 for one game, 151,000 for another. I also pulled random dates in January. Ratings those nights were so low, they didn't make the top 150 on cable. Now what about attendance? Last season, the men averaged over 4,200 a game, the women just 1,300. But those numbers can be a bit deceiving. Smaller programs that no one gives a shit about that draw 24 people a game, they weigh down the average. So what I did, I pulled data from the top 25 schools in the country for both men and women. South Carolina, most popular women's basketball team in the country. The 12,000 in attendance for their home games is more than any other program in America. Now, if you compared their attendance to the men, South Carolina, they wouldn't make the top 25. Well, Casey, why are you telling us all of this? We already know women's basketball is not a draw. Because something happened last weekend that the media is trying to spin into another case of mythical misogyny. When something like this happens, I'm less interested in what actually happened and more concerned with why it happened. Last weekend, the Las Vegas Invitational was held in, well, it was obviously held in Las Vegas. A handful of women's basketball teams from around the country were invited to play, with sixth-ranked Indiana being the supposed draw of the tournament. The event was held at the Mirage Casino, not in an arena, but in a ballroom. Teams were promised this was going to be the setup. This setup was designed by something called Athletes Unlimited, which from what I read is some type of professional basketball league for women. If that's true, that's great. That's amazing. After decades of not having a domestic option to play professional basketball, women now have the opportunity to come out of college and make money playing basketball. Well, KC, what about the WNBA? What about it? I said professional basketball. I did not say professional garbage service. I receive services from the WNBA every Monday and Thursday morning. I take my trash to the street. Those hungry dump divers come scoop it up. Instead of receiving the Athletes Unlimited setup they were promised, this was the setup for the Las Vegas Invitational. Now, as you can see, this looks more like the setting of a business conference than a college basketball tournament. Tournament officials, they were well prepared for the anticipated crowd. Going into an event like this, you want to make sure you have adequate seating. You want to maximize your profits on expected ticket sales. Officials for the Las Vegas Invitational, they were prepared for this, with estimates pointing to the fact that no one had interest in paying money to watch this tournament. Tournament officials saved tens of thousands of dollars by not providing bleachers. The setup, the aesthetics, they were not the only problem with the Las Vegas Invitational. They were running on a real tight budget. They didn't have the discretionary income to provide towels for players on the bench. But that's okay. They sent out a memo informing players that it was okay to bring down towels from their hotel rooms to use during the game. However, if players did not return the towels to the room, they lost their shower privileges. I mean, no need for a towel if you don't have access to a shower, right? Clearly, the marketing budget for this tournament was $0. There were no signs directing the one or two people interested in attending to the event. There was only one court available to players, so they didn't have a place to warm up before games. The other space was used throughout the casino for tables and slot machines. You know, things that actually generate revenue. With this being the case, players were forced to warm up at a local middle school gym. Not high school gym, a middle school gym. During one of the games held on the ballroom floor, players from Auburn and Colorado State participated in a WNBA-style basketball game. They wanted to emulate the superstars they see on public access television. Now, all jokes aside, one of the Auburn players was seriously injured during the game. It took paramedics almost 45 minutes to get to the court to assist her. 45 minutes! If I were that girl's parents, I would be absolutely livid. You mean to tell me in a multi-billion dollar casino, they couldn't afford to pay a standby crew of paramedics a few $1,000s just in case something happened? Not sure if they know this. People get hurt during sporting events. It's not a case of if it will happen, but when it will happen. You can injure yourself dump diving in the WNBA dump. You never know what can be hidden behind that rotten lemon you're pursuing. Nails, a rusted knife, Jamel Hill. That's a cut finger or a heart attack waiting to happen. Now, the media is claiming these conditions would never happen at a men's tournament. The media is also claiming that this was unfair to these young women. And you know what? The media is right. This was absolute bullshit. But again, why? Why did this happen? Why were tournament officials so negligent in their preparation? Basically, why didn't they care? To be honest with you, this tournament, it should have never been organized. I'm going to speculate here for just a second. The Las Vegas Invitational, it's been a men's tournament for over 20 years. From what I can tell, and I could be wrong about this, but from what I can tell, this was the first Las Vegas Invitational for the women. I think tournament officials saw all of the media hype the last couple of years surrounding women's basketball, and they thought this was something people would pay to see. Now, I couldn't find any record of tickets going on sale or even tickets being sold. But judging by what happened, It seemed tournament officials were looking at every way they could to mitigate the damage. There was zero interest in this tournament. They were going to take a bath financially. So what do? They cut costs, removed accommodations, put these young women at risk by having them play in subpar conditions. What they should have done is canceled the tournament. The thing is, this was a lose-lose. If they cancel the tournament, they're accused of not treating women fairly. They go through with the tournament trying to lose the least amount of money as possible. They're accused of not treating women fairly. At the end of the day, whether you like it or not, the hard truth is, women's basketball is not a draw. If there is one thing Las Vegas knows how to do, it's make money. This city knows how to put on an event. If Las Vegas can't make money on you, no one can. I feel bad for these young women. They should not have been put in this situation, but the reality is, this is what happens when you don't generate revenue. Might not be right, it might not be fair, but it's reality. But let me know what you think. The Las Vegas Invitational is a disaster of epic proportions. Why do you think this happened? Do you think organizers thought they could make money, saw this was going to be a money loser, and trimmed the budget? If not, give me your thoughts as to why this happened. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.